Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Yoma Daf Samech Dalet Amud Aleph, continuing to analyze the first Mishnah of the sixth Perek. Im shel shem meit zesha alav, etc. And what the Mishnah rules is that if you have the did the goral, and then one of them dies, then you bring another two animals, you do another hagrala, which is of course not according to Rav Shimon. And if it's the one shall shame that died, you said, what you say is, whichever one comes up l'shem takes its place, and the other one gets offered. Question is, which other one? Is it going to be the l'azazel of the first pair or l'azazel of the second pair? In which case, the alternate one is going to graze and get a mum, etc. Amarav, sheni shebezug rishon yikrav, sheni shebezug sheni yiret. Rav says, the original one that was good stays in. And the second one is the one that grazes. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, there's the opposite, sheni shebezug rishon yiret, sheni shebezug sheni yikrav. Now, v'may kami palgi, what's the disagreement about? It's very simple. Rav says, Rav alechayim einan nidachin. A live animal can't be rejected. Meaning, that the Sa'ir Lazazel, in our case, let's say Shalshem died, the Sa'ir Lazazel of the first pair couldn't be rejected while it was still alive. Therefore, it's still a valid animal. And therefore, it's in, and then it stays in. We'll see why he prefers the first one, because really either one could be in. Rabbi Yochanan Tzar Balei Chaim Nidachim, he says it could be rejected while alive. Therefore, the Sa'ir Lazazel, because its partner died, is now rejected, and that whole pair is out. From my time in Rav, the Aleph Mechuser Zman. Rav says, think about this. Any animal that's Mechuser Zman, meaning that it's not yet 8 days old, La'alaf agav dehashta lochazi, even though it's not fit now, ki hadar michzi shapir dami. When the 8th day comes, or when the day after its mother was shechted comes, or whatever the Mechuser Zman issue might be, it's fit. Hachanami loshnas. The same thing here. In other words, that animal was alive, wasn't rejected due to it being too young or on the same day, etc., and now it's fit. So the question is, midami, hatam lo yitchazi klal. In the case of the Mechuser Zman, it was never fit. Chacha nirav nidche, here it was fit, and then became unfit because its partner died. So that can't be a good model. Well, hainu tam ederav, what's his real reason? Diyalif mibal mum over, think about an animal that gets a temporary mum. Mum over avagav de lo chazi hashta, kiara merzi shapir dami. It was fit, when it got the mum, it was unfit, and then when the mum goes away, achanami lo shna, it's fit, and therefore the same thing here. Now, v'hatam and Allah, and how do we know that a mum over works? Dichtiv, kimoshchatam bahem mumbam. The mum is in them. The destructive component, or their blemish is in them, and it's a mum. Meaning, mumbam kiuhuludalaratso. It's only unacceptable when the mum is on there. Ha'avar muman, if the mum goes away, yeratsu, it's acceptable. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan says, mi'et rachmana bahem. Rabbi Yochanan agrees with that halacha, but that halacha is limited to Baal Mum and not to another kind of dinche, and that is because it says Bahem. Hey Muduchi Avar Mumani Ratzo, called the Chuyin, whoever did Chuyidchu. But anything else that's rejected, even though it was alive when rejected, the rejection is valid and is maintained forever. V'Rav, Hahu Bahem, Be'inayuhu Delo Mirtsu. What does Rav do with the word Bahem? He says it's only when they are, on their own, meaning we know which animal this is, and it's the Gadamum, then it's not acceptable. Ha'al yidei tarovet mirtzu. But if it got mixed up with other ones, then it's nirtze. We'll see what that means. K'ditnan, as we have the Mishnah, evarim tumim be'evarim balimumin. Let's say you have evarim of an ola, which was tamim, and evarim of an ola that happened to be a balimumin. They get mixed up together. Rabbi Eliezer omeim karev harosh shalachad mihem yakrivu kol haroshin kulan. Let's say they brought up one of their heads. Bring up all the heads. Krav shel chad mihem yakrivu kol akrayim kulan, or one of the legs, bring up the legs of all of them. Chomer mafilu kevu kulan chutz miachad mihen. Chachom disagree, and they say, even if all except one were brought up, yitzel v'tasrefa, it has to go out and get burned. But the point is that at least according to Eliezer, when you have the tarovet, you could bring them all up because it's all, Bahem is there to teach you only when it is the overt only one sitting there and you know that it was the Baal Mum, then it's not offered. V'idach, Rabbi Yochanan says, Nafkale mi bam. Moshchatam behem mum bam. The word bam is guiding that. Bahem. V'idach bam bahem lo darish. And Rav will say, I don't make a big deal out of bam and bahem, and therefore I only have one drasha. Okay. Ulurav nihinam debalichaim nindochin, ibai hainakriv, ibai hainakriv. But as I mentioned earlier, according to Rav, okay, you don't push away balichaim, and that means you could bring the first one or the second one. So why bring the first one? Amarava, Rav Savrala Kurbiosi, holds a Kurbiosi. Tamar mitzvah berishon. We have this just a little while ago. Hey, Rabbi Yossi, where did Rabbi Yossi say the mitzvah is to take the first one if you have choices? In and Rabbi Yossi de Kupot, if you think it's Rabbi Yossi from the Kupot of the collection, non shalosh Kupot, shalosh shalosh in the Trumat HaLishka. There are three boxes. There are three baskets. Shabahen Torment Talishka. You have the big three containers, and then each time you did Trumat HaLishka, you would put them into three baskets. Katuvah and Aleph Bet Gimel, and they would have letters on them. V'tanya Rabbi Yossi, lama Katuvah and Aleph Bet Gimel. Why the letters there? It doesn't mean Rishon, Lahavihim and Rishon, Shemitzvah Rishon. To know which one got the money first, because that's what you should bring first, because the mitzvah is the first one. So Dilmashani Hatam, to be Ina did Chazi Kamaita and Chazi Batraita. That's a little different because, in that case, the first money was in there. There was no money in the second one. So it's not like you have a bunch lined up in the mitzvah's Barishon. El Rabbi Yossi, in that case, all the money was there, but in our case, Lazazel, the Sayur Lazazel that we had, was fit. The second one wasn't even around yet, because the first Sayur Lashem hadn't died. So they weren't around at the same time, so that's not a good model, unlike the Kupot that are all there. El Rabbi Yossi de Pesach. It's Rabbi Yossi's statement about the lost Pesach. Let's say you designate a korban Pesach and then it wanders off and it gets lost. And you get a substitute. And before the 14th, you found the first one. They're both there. Say, bring whichever one you want, and the other one comes a shlamim. Rabbi Yossi or mitzvah berishon. No, it's better to use the original one. But if the second one is nicer, fatter animal, then use that one. Okay, Amarav Adaika Matnitin Kavatei de Rav Uvaraita Kavatei de Rabbi Yochanan. So this machlok at Rav and Rabbi Yochanan whether you should bring the first successful one or the second successful one, the one that made it. The Mishnah supports Rav and the Braita supports Rabbi Yochanan. Matnitin Kavatei de Rav in our Mishnah Ketani the Im Shel Shem Meit Zeshalav Alav Agorav Lashem Itkayim Tachtav. So if the Lashem died, the new Lashem takes his place. And the other one stays. That's the simple reading of the Mishnah, is that the original Lazazel is the one that stays in. But the bright supports Rabbi Yochanan Tani. Sheni. Eini yodem sheni shebezug rishon sheni zug sheni. Our Mishnah says sheni. Which one is that? Shomer yo'amad chai. When it talks about the Sayur Lazazel being stood up alive, v'lo shachaviro meit. That means only when its partner didn't die. My mashma, you amad chai v'lo shekvar amad. As opposed to one that already stood up alive, and then its fellow, the other one, died. And therefore, the one that is used as the Seir Lazazel has to be one whose partner was the successful Seir Lashem. Okay, none. V'yodam, Rabbi Yehuda, nishpach adam, mitamishtalech, mitamishtalech, mitamishtalech adam. At the end of our Mishnah, we said that if the dam of the Seir Lashem gets spilled out, then the Seir Mishtaleach has to be killed, and vice versa. I understand why the Seir Mishtaleach has to die, according to Rabbi Yochanan, because Balei Chaim Nidachim. According to Rav, that you say there is no Dichui in a Baal Chai, why does the Mishtaleach have to die in that case? His answer would be, Rabbi Yehuda lo kamina. I'm not talking about Rabbi Yehuda. Right, Rabbi Yehuda would say, "Balei chayim nindachim." Okay, ki amina libe rabbanan. I'm talking about a corner rabbanan, and I think that's the machloket. Bishtam al rab mahapligi Rabbi Yehuda rabbanan. According to Rav, it works very well. That's the machloket Rabbi Yehuda rabbanan in our Mishnah about whether balei chayim nachim. Rabbi Yochanan, my plea, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that everybody agrees balei chayim nindachim. What's the machloket? Rav hamrin and daik matnitin kavatei de Rav. So Rav said, "What's the problem? We just said that our Mishnah supports Rav, so our Mishnah works beautifully according to Rav." Okay. Now, Tanan She'ein Chatat Tzibur Meita. We said that we do not kill the off-sa'ir. it's not going to be used. We let it graze. Why? Because it's a chatat sibur. Hadiyachid ki agavna meita. So that means that if it were korban yachid in a parallel situation, it would die. So based on Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Amarav, the Amarabi Amarav, that fits well according to Rabbi Yochanan, because he said hakol modim sheim nitkaper b'sheina avuda avuda meita. Then let's say you had a chatat and it got lost and you found another one, and then you did the kapara with the one that had never been lost, that the one that was lost dies. According to Rav, it's like you designated two chataot, one as a backup. We don't kill the other one. We let it graze. So therefore, why would we kill our off animal if it weren't for the fact that it was shel tzibur? The answer is that Rav, since he holds like Rabbi Yossi, and therefore mitzvah berishon, that means it's almost like there is no such thing as lachrayut. It's more liibud. In other words, you're mafrish it because the other one was lost. Okay. Thought Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tamut. Rabbi Yehuda said it has to die. Bishlo Rabbi Yochanan Damar Sheni Shbezug Rishon Yirel. Rabbi Yehuda Yamut Mitkaper Basheni Shbezug Sheni. Works very well according to Rabbi Yochanan, because he says that the living one of the first pair grazes. So Rabbi Korner Rabbi Yehuda, it dies, because then you get kapara with the second one of the second pair. Rav Damar Sheni Shbezug Sheni Yirel. He says that the second one of the second pair grazes. Means according to Rabbi Yehuda Yamut, the Rabbi Yehuda Maimit Kapara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, where's the Kapara? So the answer is, Misa Rabbi Yehuda Asheni Shbezug Sheni Kai. He's not talking about the second one or the second pair. Rabbi Asheni Shbezug Rishon Kai. He's saying exactly like Rav. That one is going to be offered, and Sheni Shbezug Sheni is the one that's going to die. Some people actually used it as a challenge. It's very simply. The machloket here is about whether chatat sibur meita, and the seif about yamut ha-mishtalech, the odd part, is the machloket about whether balei chayim nachim. Rabbi Yochanan, my v'od. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's the same machloket. Why say v'od? And the answer is kasha. All right, and that's where we'll leave it until we pick it up in the next time. At this point, when we will analyze that v'od and the other statement of Rabbi Yehuda. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.